This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. New Mexico legislators debated on Wednesday eliminating the state's sales tax on so-called feminine hygiene products like tampons and pads. Countries around the world have reduced or eliminated these taxes, and at least 10 states in the U.S. have done away with them too. People who menstruate shell out an estimated $23 million per year in New Mexico on these products. Representative Christine Trujillo, a Democrat from Albuquerque, is co-sponsoring a bipartisan bill to do away with the sales tax on tampons, pads, menstrual cups, etc.
There are a lot of women who do not have the money to actually buy feminine hygiene products. They'll wear one particular product for the whole day. It's a health issue as well.
House Taxation and Revenue Committee members from both political parties pushed back, saying that adding more exemptions to the tax code means less money for the state and higher sales taxes on other products. Some argued about the definition of necessity and about whether a tax on these products constitutes a gender bias. Eliminating the tax would cost the state an estimated $1 million per year and local governments $650,000. The committee's temporarily tabling this and all proposed changes to taxes until there's a state budget to work with. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.